This is a podcast from the BBC.
Here's Monday Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Can we bust another person that's disappeared from one of our listeners' lives on Ghostbusters? One of our team can't stop leaving voice notes. Chris is having to make constant apologies for me this weekend. And Kay Burley on Sky News meeting the Royal Superfans is making my Monday. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. So there's a new member of the royal family.
Yes, literally just been announced.
So it was announced by Kensington Palace. They don't do it on the easel anymore, do they? Ho!
Well, do they not? I thought they did. Well, I thought that was still the tradition.
I think they might still do, but Kensington Palace put it on Twitter now as
Throw a tweet out as well, why not?
But there used to be a thing where a man would go to an easel and go, it's been born! Anyway, there is a new royal baby. It is a boy, and I have been loving rolling news coverage of this so much today.
Wouldn't it be wonderful as well if, because it's born at this time, they name it Scott?
I would love that. Also, bit unfortunate there for the 1 o'clock news on the BBC for missing that one, because it was announced at like 3 minutes past. Now, I've been checking a bit of Sky News today, and Kay Burley literally loves this kind of stuff so much. This is what she lives for. And here's a lady that's been outside the hospital, even though the royals haven't been there. They literally went in this morning, in and out. This lady's been there 15 days, wrapped in a flag.
Yes, we're very excited, okay? We've been here for 15 days now.
Have you?
Yes, camping outside like we did for Charlotte. Yes.
How'd you cope with this freezing weather?
Oh, we'll manage, it's worth it. To come and show support.
What is it that you want to see? What is so important?
Oh, just seeing the newborn baby and seeing William and Catherine happy, and it's just a new addition to the royal family. It means so much to us.
Amy, what's your prediction?
I think it's going to be a little boy.
Do you? You got a favourite name?
Philip in there somewhere.
Okay.
See, Kay Burley does an incredible job, because I would run out of questions, because there's nothing happening until Kate gives birth.
Yeah.
Well, what's your prediction? I think a boy. I think a girl.
It's tricky filling for that amount of time,
right,
isn't it?
So much filling. Also, how's that woman got 15 days spare?
What's she done about food and everything then? If you want to keep your place.
Oh, she's got a little stall out. She's really planned it. She's got a little fishing chair there. I guess she gets someone else to go off and send her, like, get coffee for her and stuff.
And then what happens now?
She'll go home. And she'll take her flag with her.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Hi.
Hello,
Dave. How are you doing?
You look younger than ever.
Yeah, I'm a tribute to my plastic surgeon. What can I tell you? And you're here for the third baby?
Yes.
Fantastic. What do you think he's going to be called? Or she? Could be a she.
So that we got it right. If it was a boy, I'd love it to be called Terry.
Terry,
if it was a girl, after my wife, Joy.
Okay. Do you think that's going to happen, though, Terry?
Yes, it's going to happen one day.
Okay.
Awesome. So, Prince Terry.
It's just, that's all you can speculate on, isn't it? The name, and whether it's a boy or a girl.
Can we please, I know the name's not been announced yet, can we please have a little petition to have it called Simon?
Why?
Because of the legend Simon McCoy from BBC News. Let's not forget the time he was really unimpressed.
Very good morning from St Mary's Hospital in Paddington, where we will have all the latest, the buzz, the speculation. The one thing we won't have is any news.
Even when he announced it, he wasn't that impressed.
Just got this coming in from Kensington Palace, news we just got. Their Royal Highnesses, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, are delighted to confirm they are expecting a baby in April. Now, bearing in mind they announced that she was pregnant back in September, and it was thought she was around 2 or 3 months pregnant. I'm not sure how much news this really is. But anyway, it's April, so clear your diaries, get the time booked off, because that's what I'm doing. And, anyway, that news just coming in from Kensington Palace. Yeah. You're watching Afternoon Live.
I love him.
And people actually did do that, took the time off, and they're outside there now.
How good if he was called Simon, though. Scott Mills. Yeah, we know. It's St George's Day. And we know there's already one called George. How many times have you seen that on social today?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we know. That was so fast, the delivery.
Well, was it? I've not been fully across it today.
Duchess of Cambridge, in hospital this morning, about 8. Deliver, shower, adios, I'm done.
Speaking of which, Anne-Marie performing Ciao Adios, I'm Done, for the Queen over the weekend, I found quite fascinating. I know she put a lot of stuff, Anne-Marie, that is, on her social, not the Queen, about that performance and how weird it was doing that song for the Queen.
Yeah.
Because think about it. Think about the lyrics to it and everything.
I bet she couldn't wait to see Sting and Shaggy. Thank goodness they were on last.
Do you think the Queen turned around to whoever she was next to and went,
"Ho?"
Doesn't it sound like she's saying, "Shower the horse, I'm done"?
Yeah.
Like the first time she's heard it.
Yes, Your Majesty. Everyone has been thinking that for a year. Oh, Jade, one of our listeners, is, why are you doing this, Jade? Watching a live stream of the Lindo Wing and a man just slowly walked past with a picture depicting William as Joseph and Kate as Mary with George and Charlotte behind them on donkeys. What is wrong with people?
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Can I play one more Kay Burley clip? Because
one more, then.
Clearly an obsession of mine.
One more.
Here she is with all the massive royal superfans with their slightly scary dolls of royal babies outside the Lindo Wing. But Kay's not really interested. Please listen for the moment where she describes the new baby as a porker. And also her text goes off, because she gets a text, while she's speaking to these people. And listen to how she's ordering all the rest of the crew around, like she's the actual queen.
Yeah, we've just had the announcement come through that we have a little prince.
Oh, a little prince.
Fantastic.
A prince. So let me read this to you.
Can we get the other camera set up for over there? Thank you.
The Duchess of Cambridge has been delivered of a son.
Porker again.
He was. So Her Royal Highness, the Duchess of Cambridge, was safely delivered of a son at 11:01 this morning. The baby weighs 8 pounds and 7 ounces. The Duke of Cambridge was present for the birth. It goes on to say that the Queen, the Duke of Edinburgh, the Prince of Wales, the Duchess of Cornwall, Prince Harry and members of both families have been informed and are delighted with the news. Her Royal Highness and her child are both doing well. So we now have a third child, the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Don't call it a porker.
Oh, it's a porker again.
Scott Mills.
Now, it does feel like we're playing a lot of songs with a lot of babies in the words. That's just coincidence. Rachel's noticed it in Northern Ireland.
It's not like a playlist.
No, there's just a lot of songs with baby in at the moment, including that one, Charlie Puth and Kalani and Done For Me on BBC Radio 1. New Liam Payne and J Balvin coming up, and my tune of the week, Anne-Marie.
I don't know if you're across this, Scott, but I found myself this weekend having to apologise for you quite a lot. This is mainly because you've suddenly got these like filming commitments come in, which has an impact on gigs that we were meant to be DJing together.
DJ gigs. Why are you apologising for me? I don't know.
Well,
about
this is what I wanted to ask you: is why has this landed at my door? So I found myself the other day having to do a video because we were both due to be DJing this same night in Blackpool for a load of young farmers for their AGM. We were meant to be DJing that together.
Yeah, we do that. We do that every year.
Yes, and I get a message saying, you're no longer free because you're filming. Can I send a video? Like, this is why I wanted to discuss it. Can I send a video basically apologising for the situation?
For my absence.
And explaining, because it puts me in a position, because suddenly they're saying, well, they said to me, would you mind just DJing it by yourself? And I'm like, look, that's cool, but people will not be happy. There'll be an uprising or something.
Yeah, they will.
Right? So
you're good.
Instead of you having to send the video, I've had to send these videos out apologising.
I didn't know about this.
Well, one of our teams got hold of the video. Would you like to hear the kind of grovelling apology I'm having to make?
But you're a good DJ on your own. Like, he is very good.
Yeah, but it's not the same as us being together,
okay,
is it?
Okay, let me hear this.
Morning, farmers. I'm just walking to Radio 1 at the moment. So, I've been asked to pass on a bit of news. Obviously, it's not the best news, but Scott can no longer do the AGM because I think he's away filming with Eurovision. Not 100% sure, but he's not free, and obviously me and him were meant to do it together, so it comes down to a choice. Like, do I not do it, or do we go ahead with it anyway? Now, I realise this does leave you slightly short-changed because it will just be me. But I'm up for it. And if you're up for it, I'm up for it.
It's quite cringe.
I think you're really doing yourself a massive disservice.
So anyway,
there.
Through no fault of my own, I start getting all, you know, angry messages and things like that with people going, well, what, you know, come on, like, that's not the same as having both of them. Why are we only having Chris? And then I get an email out of the blue over the weekend, right? Actually, it's not an email. It's a message from my sister saying, oh, my mate is coming to see you DJ at a uni that you're doing.
Yeah.
I was like, what uni? And anyway, she's forwarded the message that got sent to her friend.
Yeah.
Anyway, it turns out I'm only DJing this night because you've cancelled on them.
What, right? Another one?
Yeah. Let me read some of this, right? Okay. Unfortunately, due to contractual TV obligations, Scott Mills has had to cancel. I'm gutted for all of you and the event. I was looking forward to working with him. And then they put, so there's no way we're going to cancel. So we've managed to land up-and-coming funny man and Radio 1 presenter Chris Stark. I'm equally as excited to be working with him. And then, look what's on the bottom of this message that got sent out to everyone there. And this is through no fault of my own. You cancelled. I hope this doesn't affect the way you'll view the reunion, as the entertainment isn't what it's all about.
Pied.
I'm having to deal with all this business from you.
I'm sorry that you're having to take all my admin. And I do apologise. What a letdown I am. But I didn't realise that you were having to to do all the apologising on my behalf, on your behalf.
Yes, I'm like your ambassador.
Right. But thank you very much. Matt is going to the AGM. So it doesn't matter. Chris Stark's better anyway. We'll have you. Chris Mills is rubbish. See, the tide has turned. That's from Alex in Yorkshire. You'll be good. You'll be all fine.
One, Scott Mills.
So Chris has been apologising for me all weekend. Various things I've had to cancel. Now I feel I need to return the favour and do an apology for you. Is that right?
For what?
For what you told me about earlier. Is this okay to do?
Oh, for Friday night.
Was it?
Yeah.
Friday night. Yeah.
Friday night.
Okay. All right, here we go then. So, to Chris's girlfriend's parent.
Yeah, this was bad, actually.
I know you were staying at the house, but there's no excuse for it. Chris's girlfriend's parents, I would just like to say that I'm really sorry on his behalf for getting into bed with you both on Friday night.
Saturday morning.
For Saturday morning. I think that he was... Well, he claims to have been sleepwalking. And I know that... can I say his name?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know that Martin...
It's weird, because we haven't actually spoken since that evening.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because my last memory is sort of waking up and him saying,
what's he doing here?
What is he doing there? Words similar to that.
Yeah, so just apologies for that.
I was next to his wife.
Did you get out at that point or
stay
the whole night?
I don't know what happened. I was at my cousin's wedding earlier and we went back home and I must have sleptwalked or something and I was there in my pants next to my girlfriend's mum.
I really hope that you weren't there for a long time. The worst.
Scott Mills.
Scott, have you seen Security Kev on Insta?
Who's Security Kev?
Security Kev is Ed Sheeran's security guard. He's got nearly 600,000 followers.
Why?
And every picture is of him and Ed Sheeran. He's the man.
What, every single picture?
Yeah. Every picture with hashtag I'm the daddy on it.
We should get him on. It's a bit like, do you remember when Niall was in One Direction and every day he used to have Mark as security and it was, where are we going today, Mark? Every day.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
A lot of you who listen to this show every day have become kind of invested in Sophie, who works on the show's dating stories. She was also giving out some diet advice for a while. She'd come in and go, guys, I've just eaten another 5 digestives. Because on a diet at the time, weren't you?
Yeah.
Are you still on diet?
Yeah, although you did have a double delivery yesterday.
Awesome. Okay, good. anyway, so it's going well. So if you got ghosted, and then that was annoying, because you're kind of new to the world of dating apps. Then you moved on, not straight away, but a little while after, to a guy that we call Alleyway Boy.
Yes, well, there was a stairwell first, and then we progressed to the alleyway.
Right, and so you had a little kiss in this stairwell and then an alleyway.
Little smooch.
Then you went on another proper date with him and you tried to re-find the alleyway.
Yeah.
Cos romantic like that, you know, go back to the place you had your first date.
So she had it on Google Maps, like, oh, where is it? Couldn't find it, so found another one.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, cos we haven't had an update. What happened to him?
Well, he sent me a long emoji message the night before we were supposed to go for a third drink.
Right.
Basically blowing me off I've been binned off.
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
I must admit, I saw the message and I thought it was worded in a very kind of respectful way, actually.
It was very kind.
Right, okay. So we have a show WhatsApp group. So it's basically, at the moment, it's mostly just updates from Sophie about her dating. So can I play these? This started at the weekend, started to do voice memos. Here we go. Because I don't feel we had an update for a while, so... So Alleyway Boy is off, and the first ghost is also off. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, right. Here's what happened at the weekend.
Guys, I'm voice memoing this guy. And I've had many pims.
She had many pims because it was summer.
Yeah, so these voice memos start to come through, and yeah, a little bit annoying maybe, but these voice memos are quite frequent.
Yeah. And it's like you've only just discovered the voice memos.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Do you love it?
I absolutely live for the voice memos.
Right, you know, in Europe, they use them all the time. And instead of actually picking up the phone and having a conversation with each other, I noticed it in Italy a lot, in Spain, they will just say their message on a voice memo to the other person. Then the other person will just reply back, but on a voice memo. It's like, just talk.
But it's better than having a phone convo, isn't it?
Well, like, apparently so. Anyway, there seems to be a new guy on the scene. Let's call him Drummer Boy. Here we go.
The drummer guy also... Why am I sending you guys voice memos now? I'm now the voice memo girl. This is what's happened. But the guy, the drummer guy, was working late, and so we're potentially meeting up on Monday. So I've not met with him. I've just instead had pims, and now I'm messaging a guy that I don't even fancy just for the lols. Okay, so let's just go with the flow, okay? And everything will be fine. And let's find me a man, okay?
So that's what we get on the...
I've got nothing else to do.
On the show WhatsApp. That's what we get at the weekends. So
I don't deal with it.
You don't reply. I don't.
Never.
Right, so is there two on the go now, is there?
Yeah, so drummer guy, haven't heard from him today. Was potentially going to go for a drink, but we've not heard anything. So
drummer
kind
guy
of...
is a song, isn't it? Around Christmas time.
No, it's Little Drummer Boy.
Oh, Rubber Pom Pom.
Oh, Sophie. Oh, Rubber Pom Pom. Right?
I'd love that if he could do that. That
so
would be...
He's
be
number
it.
One. Who's the other one?
Second guy is...
Don't fancy him.
I kind of do. It might be on tonight for a drink.
Is he? Who?
He teaches music.
Right.
Okay.
And he did send me a little...
Sent you songs.
Voice memo of some songs.
It's well, just... that's for a future show.
It's a gift that keeps on giving, this, everyone.
But Nicola, who also works on the show, obviously was the only person to respond to your voice memo at the weekend. But listen to how excited Nicola is.
All right, Sophie, sorry I forgot to reply to your message, even though I found it very entertaining on Friday.
No real.
Don't understand why you're stressing about Drummer Boy. All sounds like it's going really well. Excited to hear how Monday night goes. Hope you had a good weekend. Can't wait to hear more boy updates during the week. No real. See you later.
Right, she sounds like she's really keen to hear those updates.
At least she replied.
Yeah, like none of us did. Good luck with that, so. Scott Mills. Ryan in Burton says, I'm actually living in 2015. Do people actually use voice memos and WhatsApp? I feel like I've just been sown something from the future. Some people live for the voice memo, you know?
A couple of my mates only deal in voice memos.
I just think it's easier than having a conversation. I don't know why I'm so afraid of the phone these days. I'm just afraid. I want to speak to you. Lots of people are finding Sophie's updates hilarious, as always. Tell you what, Sophie, from the messages here, we could get you a date, no doubt.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Ghostbusters on at 3:10 today. Bit of a different kind of story today, and it's about a guy that met a girl in the old school way, on public transport. I know.
Okay.
That's coming up at 3:10. We'll try and get some answers, because there's nothing worse than... when someone's been in your life, whether it's in person or just like messaging all the time, suddenly they disappear. Because, I mean, if you're doing the ghosting, then, you know, obviously that's fine. Not fine, but you know what I mean? Like, you're not the person having all the questions. Why? What did I do? Why did you suddenly stop talking to me after you appear to be so very keen? If you have been ghosted, not just in a relationship kind of way, but also friends as well, that happens a lot, the friend ghosting. We can't do this without you, this feature. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Oh, this charger.
The worst.
Right. Seriously, you know
what is wrong with you, man? Like, just buy the real one.
This was $3.99. It's lasted a week and a half.
But this is you all
just
over.
Just for the lead. I know, but then it's keep going on, off, on, off, on, off, on, off. You know me and my history of charges. It's not good. Because why do you want to pay full price for those?
BBC. Radio 1.
Get them from another shop.
Scott Mills.
Scott Mills, I've got Ghostbusters for you at 3:10 today. Busting those ghosts, 3:10. Bit of a different story for you today. A guy that met a girl on public transport and wanted to go a little bit further with it. Then it went a bit wrong. 3:10.
I think so many people have been in that situation where you see someone you might fancy on like the train or a bus or whatever it is. But I don't know. I don't know if I could talk to them.
I've never been able to talk to them. Never, never, ever. I don't know about you, but I've been thinking about this all weekend since we all found out the terrible news about Avicii's death on Friday. It's really kind of stuck with me.
Well, it's a shock.
Such a shock. And like somebody that just completely changed the landscape of dance music and inspired so many people, millions of people all over the world. I actually watched the documentary True Stories the other day, yesterday. And it kind of shows you the other side of that world that we don't see because, you know, we're not one of the world's greatest DJs in a live kind of spectrum like that. And, like, I didn't realise he had such bad anxiety from performing. It really showed me, like, another side that I didn't see. I just wanted to... I know there's been a lot of Avicii tributes, but I just wanted to, like, have our own tribute today on the show.
And, totally.
And you can choose between two of one of many great Avicii tracks.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hello, Jake in Harrogate.
Yes!
Okay, you've just had a job interview.
I have, yes.
Okay, I always ask this. What was the hardest question they asked? Because I'm so bad at them.
It was the what is your weakest attribute sort of thing.
Oh, yeah. It's like basically, what are you rubbish at?
Right, so in that situation, you've always got to turn it around to be a strength. So people always do this. It's like, what is your biggest weakness? And you go, yeah, I think it's probably that I just work too hard.
Oh, that's good.
Or like, I don't know, I find like I'm too helpful to people. Yeah. And that can sometimes be detrimental to myself.
That's a good one.
I give too much to my job.
Yeah. What did you say?
I was just honest and I just said, I don't take criticism well.
You don't take criticism well. Okay, good. Well, I hope you get it.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. What is your favourite Avicii track, would you think?
Probably Levels.
I mean, yes.
Massive.
It's up there. Here's what I've got for you today, though. So this is Avicii. But the track is actually under his name, Tim Berg. And Seek Bromance.
What a tune.
I love this. Okay, that's my one.
So good. It's been wicked hearing so much Avicii over the weekend. It obviously makes you hear it in a different way now. So the song I wanted to choose for banger today is one that you probably don't hear all that often, but it's my favourite. This is my banger choice. This is Avicii with Silhouettes. I just love this song so much.
This.
Such a banger.
Good shout on that one.
Yeah, both good bangers then.
Okay. All right, Jake, what do you think?
Both great bangers choices. I think probably has to go with Chris for that one. Cool.
That's made me feel quite emotional, actually.
Yeah. You hear what you do. You hear them in a different way now, don't you?
I do actually really miss that kind of era of dance music because it sounds so epic.
Mm.
Like, as you just heard there, like so many people would have turned that up. Silhouettes, Avicii on BBC Radio 1. Robin Lincolnshire has said that's his favourite ever Avicii tune. Emily Rutland says, genuinely got tears in my eyes thinking of this song. Love Avicii. This song in particular brings back so many memories from a massive turning point in my life.
Thing is, you don't really want to have to choose between those two bangers.
No.
So I think the obvious thing to do.
Obviously, the game doesn't really work like this, but it's Avicii, so let's go.
I've been watching you, you've been hurting too. You give all your love, nothing left to show. I have been there too, alone in my despair, watching life go by.
Did you see the videos and photos of the tribute to Avicii at the weekend in Stockholm?
Incredible scenes.
Whoa. Yeah. Just mad photos of thousands and thousands of people right in the centre of Stockholm in Sweden. Just a real touchy moment. There's people as far as you can see.
Mm.
I think we all enjoyed that today. That was Avicii and Tim Berg, Seek Bromance and Silhouettes. Thought it was best to play both bangers today.
Scott Mills.
Monday afternoon, it's Ghostbusters. People that ghost you, why do they have to do it? They're messaging you all the time, it's quite intense. Then, whether you've met them or not, they just go. Why do they stop chatting? Why have they now blocked you on everything? So many questions that need answering, and that's why we do this feature.
It's unbelievable the amount of people who have been ghosted. I mean, Scott, thinking about this, this could be like the new injury lawyers for you. Have you been ghosted? You've been a victim of ghosts? It's going to be the new PPI, I'm telling you.
Have you been ghosted at work?
And loads of people have. Yeah. How awkward is that if you've been ghosted by someone at work? Oh. Although I suppose they don't really ghost because you still see them in the distance.
Also, we're not just after relationship ghosting. If you've been ghosted by a friend, that's quite common as well. They just disappear. Let me know the stories, please. scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Let's speak to Cameron. Hello.
Hello.
So, Cameron, what's your deal?
Oh, God. Okay, so I get the tube into work every day.
Okay, you live in London.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing you go at a busy time, you're commuting, there's thousands, millions of people using those trains, right?
Oh, yeah, it's rammed every day. It's crazy.
And where are you going from and to?
So I get on the Northern Line, and I get on at Balham, and I go into Bank.
Okay. Balham to Bank on the Northern Line. Have you met someone on there? Because the chances of that are probably quite slim, aren't they?
Yeah, it's slim, but I did.
Okay, so talk me through how that happened.
So I go to a very regular time, same day, every day, same time. And I started noticing this girl on my tube. She's in the same exact spot, same time, every day.
Same carriage?
She's kind of cute. Yeah.
Exactly. Think about it. It's just routine, Scott. If you're going from Balham to Bank every day, you're probably going to do the same thing. Same carriage. Yeah. You know it's going to open up at the same bit of the station, the same bit. Save that little bit of time every day.
I like to change up the carriages,
You
though.
Never... Mate.
No?
You don't know what you're doing. That's because you don't ever experience rush hour.
I did it this morning.
Are you familiar with the phrase rush hour?
Yes, and I did it this morning. I was on the District and Circle by 8.05.
All right, so you're doing Balham to Bank every day, same carriage. Sounds like the girl that has kind of caught your eye is also doing that as well.
Yeah, I kind of made awkward eye contact a couple of times. And then on the third time, I was like, okay, I'm just going to go for it.
What did you do?
So as we kind of got off the train, because I don't want to talk to her on the train. That's really awkward.
Everyone would be listening in. If you did it on the train, everyone around would be like, oh my word, don't.
Yeah, exactly. So as we stepped off the train, kind of got a bit lucky and stood next to her. And of course, bank is rammed. So we're just kind of next to each other for a bit. And I was like, oh God, okay, what's my line? So I don't know. Can I just issue a cringe alert? I turned next to her and I asked her for the time.
Yeah, classic.
It was a classic.
Very Craig David of you.
Yeah, so I asked her for the time. And of course, there's a big orange clock in bank. So I'm well aware, and she's well aware that everyone knows the time. But She kind of played along. She's like, oh, well, it's 8:20, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay. Then I kind of panicked. So I was like, do you have the weather? So it was raining that day. So I was like,
do you have the weather?
You got the weather
as
well?
Yeah, that was my follow-up.
Just thinking of apps. Okay. Got the sports results on there as well.
Oh, but you struggle, don't you? You're like, what can I ask next?
I know, right? Where do you go after the time? So I thought, weather.
So she gave you the time. She gave you the weather.
Well, so I asked for the weather, and then I was like, oh, God, that's cringe. And then I said, oh, I'm totally just kidding. I think you're cute. What's your name?
Ah, straight in. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And she said?
We kind of had small talk up the escalators, and as soon as she went to her exit, and I was like, oh, well, do you want to get a drink? She's like, okay, sure. So I got her number,
What now? It's 8:20 in the morning.
Yeah.
What, a drink now? Did you mean?
Not now. Like I said, do you want to get a drink like sometime? Because obviously we're going to work.
Right, that's what I thought. I was like, wow,
straight. Yeah. Oh, God, no. 8:30 in the morning.
You struggle anyway, to get served at that time. We've tried.
Yeah, you would.
And so she says yes?
Yeah, so I got her number. And then, yeah, text her, like, I don't know, that afternoon. Just casual. So it was also, like, kind of small talk and texting game. I think I need to up my texting game because it didn't really go very far.
I wouldn't bother if I were you. I'd go straight to voice memos. You've got the voice for it.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What's the time, please?
Okay, so she says, yes, let's go for a drink. And then does that happen?
And then nothing.
Nothing at all?
Yeah, nothing. Yeah, she was fine with the small talk. And as soon as I wanted to, like, firm something up, gone. Ghosted.
And this is really awkward because I assume you're still seeing her every day. You would have seen her the next day, right?
Yeah, this is the thing. I haven't seen her since on the train. So maybe she's changed her commute. But also, I've kind of changed mine a bit. I want to know, is it on me or is it on her? Or do we just go confident and stay in the same thing? It's awkward.
Right, so you've changed your train so you don't bump into her.
Yeah.
You want to be able to commute without fear.
Yeah, I want my commute back. Like, it's fine. I don't want to go on the date or anything. I just want my commute back.
You do a bit want to go on a date.
I mean, no. So it's over now.
Okay, right. We're going to call the ghost after this, and then hopefully you can get your commute back, Cameron. Wait there.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Maddie in Cornwall says, my friend and I have literally had the ghost conversation and experienced only this morning. She saw him for 5 whole dates, and now he's disappeared off the face of the earth. Blocked on everything, no reason, no explanation. Why can't people just tell you why? Maddie, I'll be honest with you, because sometimes it's easier. It's true.
That's what this is all about.
Jagers on Twitter says, I get far into Radio 1 at this time on a Monday and this whole ghosting thing, easily the best feature on Radio 1 and any radio station. Okay, so Cameron met a girl on the Underground in London. He got her number on the train, messaged her for a bit, arranged a date, and then bam, nothing. Hey, Cameron.
Hey.
Okay, are you ready to call the girl?
Oh, God. Yes, let's do it.
Okay, do you want to speak or do you want us to take this?
I don't want to speak at all. You speak to her first, then maybe, like,
yeah, we can do this. This is fine. This is good. This is good for the ghost as well, actually.
Yeah.
Cameron, you'll be able to hear absolutely everything that goes on if we get through, all right?
Sure.
Oh, you sound nervous now.
I'm so nervous. Oh, my God.
It's fine. We got this.
Yes, cool.
Hello?
That sounded very much like we'd connected to the other side there.
Yeah. But no speaking.
It was like... I say we go again.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the number comes up and they might think...
It's a weird number, and also we've all done that thing where we just answer and don't speak.
We go again.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the EE...
Right. Right, so we did hear a little voice on the first call, then we got a voicemail. Cameron, I'm going to try again after this, okay?
Oh, God.
Wait there. I know I'm sorry to long this out, but she's not answering.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
I love it when you lot weighed in. The second call was definitely a decline.
It did sound like that. Carl says, what's good for the ghost is good for the gander. Not sure what that means.
What does that mean?
But sounds good.
Absolutely living for Ghostbusters. It's so cringe, but I love it. It is one of those, isn't it? It's cringe, but you've got to. You've just got to listen. That's from Rhea. Also, we've got this person saying, listening in anticipation and nerves, I might have to stop ghosting soon because fear of Scott and Chris ringing me. Mm. That's quite honest. Julie in Swansea. Remember, if you've been ghosted, we do this every Monday. If you have and you just want answers, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk because we'll call them for you. Okay, so we were going to try this ghost on the phone one more time because no answer, but something's happened. Cameron, what's the update?
So I just looked at her WhatsApp and her picture has changed and there's now a guy in it. So I'm not sure what's going on there. I'm not saying, but I don't know, it might be her boyfriend. So maybe, I don't know, she's trying to play me and him at the same time.
Okay, and what does the picture look? Or maybe she just got a boyfriend. Maybe that's it.
It could be a very recent thing, that too.
Also, does the guy look like, you know, you can sort of look at it sometimes? Does he look like a love interest, or maybe a GBF? Or
do they look like love?
I don't know. I mean, it looks like there's a bit. Yeah, there's something going on. I think they're out having a couple of drinks in that picture. Yeah, it could be.
You know, sometimes you can walk past people, Scott, and you're like, I know that you and you are.
Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's definitely the right number. It's not like a wrong number situation because you've already been speaking to her, right?
Yeah,
it's
definitely the right number.
Right. And you would have noticed if there was a boy in the photo before, because I would.
Mm. Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay.
Describe the picture.
Well, it's just them, you know, in a dark bar. It's a bit shady. Yeah. I think, yeah, it's one of those kind of clubby pictures.
Okay. Is there an arm around her or him?
No, there's an awkward distance between them, yeah.
I'm going to ask you to confirm this, Cameron. Okay, here we go. Cameron, in your opinion, does it look like they're going out or are dating or whatever?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good.
Oh, it's back to banking for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Do you think that you've now gone on WhatsApp and she's had second thoughts and she's like, I'm putting a picture of my boyfriend up?
Maybe that was her fine way of telling me to go away.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Oh, well, it doesn't matter. I just want my commute back. That's all I
want. You want a commute back. And unfortunately, yeah. Even though we might have solved why the ghosting happened, we haven't got your commute back because if you see it, it's going to be awkward. Oh, and now you've been on the radio awkward, and it's like... Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
I would still get out of an earlier or a later train for now.
Well, maybe I'll just stay strong, go on the same train.
Yeah, but we might be able to resolve this at another point if we can get... If we can get in contact with her to make her aware of the whole train thing.
I'm going to try again later because I want this to be made easier for you. But Cameron, for now, thank you very much.
No problem.
Scott Mills.
Back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Or get this podcast if you can't listen live. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.